This week in 1819, 17 people started a journey that would change their destinies. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. 2 centuries ago, on a fine spring morning, 17 people loaded 2 wagons with their luggage, tools, and provisions. They had money and papers to cover their security and expenses while they were on the road. They left their Rockfish plantation in Nelson County and traveled over Jarman's Gap and into the Shenandoah Valley. Their destination? Illinois, 800 miles away. But first, they had to stop in Pennsylvania to meet up with their slaveholder, Edward Coles. Yes, that's right, the traveling band of men, women, and children were slaves. In Pennsylvania, they were in for a big surprise. Edward Coles was the youngest son of the famous Coles family of Albemarle County, and he was a lifelong opponent of slavery. So when he inherited a plantation and slaves from his father, he made a plan to free them. It wouldn't be easy. Virginia law required that freed slaves leave the state within a year or be re-enslaved. Edward toured Illinois and decided the town of Edwardsville, which was not named after him, would be the best place to start over. He purchased tracts of land in Edwardsville and sold the Rockfish plantation. He then invited his slaves to move with him to Illinois. All agreed except for 2 elderly women. Their husbands were owned by other members of Edward's family. The traveling party met up in Pennsylvania and took boats down the Ohio River. A few miles past Pittsburgh, Coles announced his big news. Every one of them was to be freed, and he would give each family 160 acres of land. After a moment of shocked silence, they broke into hysterical laughter and tears. And in a symbolic gesture, Coles registered their manumission papers in the courthouse on the 4th of July, Independence Day. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.